Hare Krishna. We are thinking to sing a bhajan before having the class, but the bhajan is not ready yet. We can start reading the Chaitanya Charitamrita. There is 20 verses to be recited. So as soon as the bhajan is ready, then we can come back to the bhajan again. So until then, we can... This is a bhajan written by Sri Lochandas Thakur. Lochandas Thakur is a direct disciple of Sri Narahari Sarkar Thakur. We know Narahari Sarkar Thakur is the wonderful associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So there is a lot of bhajans written by Lochandas Thakur. And one of the famous book also written by Lochandas Thakur, which is called Chaitanya Mangal. The Chaitanya Mangal specially wonderfully explained those things are left not even explained in Chaitanya Bhagavat or Chaitanya Charitamrita by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. A particular pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just day before his taking sannyas, he was 24, he just completed 24 years. And the night before taking sannyas, he's talking to Vishnupriya, the wife of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, about the, you know, what will be happened next day. So those intimate pastimes are written by Lochandas Thakur. So one of the bhajan, it is dedicated to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so we'll sing that at some point. But we'll recite the slokas. Today we have to recite 20 verses, so I will try my best. We are starting from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 3, and starting from verse 43, we'll go all the way to the 63. There is no verse in between. So, if you have your mobile phones, maybe you can... You have, but everyone have? Maybe you can... 2 minutes? Okay. Okay. Before I start reading and speaking something about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, I would like to seeking blessings of all the Vaishnavas, especially the Prabhupada disciples and senior Vaishnavas, wonderful devotees like Panduputra Prabhu and Ramanath Sukha Prabhu. So please have your blessings for me. Thank you. So this is the pastime, a beautiful pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu just took the sannyas at the age of completion of his 24 years. He took the sannyas initiation. And after the sannyas initiation, Mahaprabhu is planning to go to Vrindavan directly. Along with Nityananda Prabhu and Mukunda, they are all ready to go to Vrindavan. But Sri Nityananda Prabhu has a different plan at that time. Nityananda Prabhu is planning to bring him back again to Santipur, where Advaitacharya Prabhu's house. And there is a reason why he's doing this all. There is Mother Sachi, the mother of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. She wanted to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, haven't seen. And also a special request from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So because of that, this pastime is taking place. And the Lord is showing his all devotional spiritual symptoms. He become like a madman. He even didn't eat, and after the taking sannyas, then he didn't eat for 3 days. He didn't drink for 3 days. Just you are chanting the holy name and passing through different places, and then he passed through one special village called Radhades. It's not actually Radhades. It's a corrupted name of the state or the village. According to Srila Prabhupada, the place used to call Rashtra. Rashtra, it is a corrupted word, then it becomes slowly Radha. And that's why, you know, it was called Radhades. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was wandering around that place. Then he thought that he will go to Vrindavan. So that was the pastime starts. And he's passing through different places, and Nityananda Prabhu guiding Chaitanya Mahaprabhu towards Vrindavan. Although it was not Vrindavan, he was guiding towards Ganga, the river Ganga. And he, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asks, so how far I am from Vrindavan? Where is Vrindavan and how far I am from Vrindavan? So that's the, there Nityananda Prabhu says that you are very close. You are not that far. Can you see the, you know, river Yamuna? Showing the Ganga river, Ganga, showing that this is the river Yamuna. So you are Vrindavan, in Vrindavan. So that's the pastime. And by seeing that, Lord Chaitanya, he become so much ecstatic and started jumping and, you know, dancing. And on the way, before going to Yamuna, river Yamuna, for taking a bath, he was meeting with the cowherd boys, whomever he was seeing, making them dancing and chanting. The Lord has the potency, the power to make everyone dance, even a person who is a kind of demoniac nature. And that's the characteristics of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If you want something, that will be happen. And Jagai Madai, the best example, who never wanted to chant the holy name. Instead, they wanted to attack Nityananda Prabhu, and they attacked him. Still, there was no sign of mercy from Mahaprabhu, but Nityananda Prabhu has requested that, please show your mercy. So similarly, on the way to Yamuna, or you can say Ganga River, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is it ready? Yeah. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is dancing. We can stop here and we can sing the bhajan. Then again we can come back. It's a two tal. Anybody can play kartal in two tal? I can play a little bit, but you know, it would be nice. This sloka is wrong also. I think it is 62, the sloka number. We have to recite 63. So, Haridasa Kohe. That's the sloka.
You can put it on the screen.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I just saw, and then I can see that this is the wrong sloka. It is 62, the sloka number. And we are going to recite 63. Paramo Koruna Pahudu Ijana Nitai Gaura Chandra Paramo Koruna ताई गौरचंद्र परम करुणा पहुदुए जाननी ताई गौरचंद्र सब अवतार सार शिरोमणि केवल आनंद कंद सब अवतार सार शिरोमणि केवल आनंद कंद भज भज भाई चैतन्य निताई सुदृढ़ विश्वास कोरी आ भज भज भाई चैतन्य निताई सुदृढ़ विश्वास कोरी विषय छाड़िया शेर से मजिया मुखे बोल हरि हरि विषय छड़िया शेर से मजिया मुखे बोल हरि हरि आ देख हरे भाई त्रिभुवने नाई ए मन दयालु दाता देख हरे भाई त्रिभुवने नाई ए मन दयालु दाता पशु पाखी झुरे पासान बिदारे सुनि जार गुण गाथ पशु पाखी झुरे पासान बिदारे सुनि जार गुण गाथ पशु पक्षी झुरे पासन बिदारे सुनि जार गुण गाथा स ସଂସାରେ ମଜିଆ ରହିଲ ପଶିଆ ସେ ପାଦେ ନହିଲ ଆଶା ସଂସାରେ ମଜିଆ ରହିଲ ପରିଆ ସେ ପାଦେ ନଇଲ ଆଶା ଆପନା କରମ ଭୁଞ୍ଜାଏ ସମନ କୋହେ ଲୋଚନ ଦାସ ଆପନା କରମ ଭୁଞ୍ଜାଏ ସମନ କୋହେ ଲୋଚନ ଦାସ ଆପନା କରମ ଭୁଞ୍ଜାଏ ସମନ କୋହେ ଲୋଚନ ଦାସ ପରମ କରୁଣା ପହୁ ଦୁଇ ଜନ ନିତାଇ ଗୌର ଚନ୍ଦ୍ର This is the bhajan by Lochan Das Thakur. Can read the meaning. Although Srila Prabhupada written the purport of this bhajan so extensively and very nicely, but we will read the shortest one. The two lords, Nitai Gaurachandra, are very merciful. Parama Karuna Pahu Duijana, Nitai Gaurachandra. How merciful they are. It's, you know, writing the word very merciful is not such a word, you know, to quantify the Supreme Personality of Godhead's mercy by just saying very merciful. We don't have such words in English to say they are very merciful. How merciful they are, quantifying, even there is no such words in any other language also, how merciful they are. They have given the holy name to us. They have taught us how a Vaishnava should behave. Trunadapi sunichyana taroropi saishnuna amani namana dena kirtaniya sadahari. So just by saying they are very merciful is not enough for, you know, especially the personality of Godhead who gave us the holy name. By the strength of the holy name, we will go home back to Godhead. So how merciful they are, it's very hard to explain. And there is no such word. But we have to say something, how merciful, so very merciful we can say. So when the Lord is distributing the holy name, he doesn't look at who is qualified, who is not qualified. Patra or patra. He is not looking who is the right person to take the holy name and who is not the right person, he should not take the holy name. Giving everyone freely, come, take this. And going to different town and villages and giving everyone. So that's why he is so merciful. He doesn't have to come here. The Lord could have stayed in his abode, but he came specially to help us. And Srila Prabhupada, after that, taking the legacy of preaching the holy name, he has come to the Western world and give us the holy name also. So he fulfilled the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by coming to the Western world and giving the holy name. So how merciful Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it will be very hard to explain in words. Jai Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Gaur Nitai Ki Jai. But anyways, they are very merciful. They are the essence of all incarnations. All the incarnations of the Lord we have seen, they are the most essence of the all the incarnations. The specific significance of this incarnation is that they introduced a process of chanting and dancing that is simply joyful. So the Lord has given us the holy name, not only that, taught us the process of chanting and dancing joyfully. My dear brother, I request that you just worship Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda with firm conviction and faith. When we surrender to Krishna or surrender to the spiritual master, we should always are having the firm conviction that Krishna is going to protect me without any doubt. Abhasya rakhive Krishna viswasa palana. Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, Danya atma nivedana gotrupte varana abhasya rakhive Krishna viswasa palana. Having with the humility, if we surrender to Krishna with full firm conviction and thinking that Krishna, one day he will protect me. Krishna will protect me. He is the protector of everyone and he will protect me. If having that conviction, then Krishna will come one day at the end of our life and he will take us home back to Godhead. But without having the firm conviction, if we doubt if the Krishna is the shelter of everyone or he is the supreme personality of Godhead will protect me, then we don't have that, develop that test or having that, you know, firm conviction. So we cannot be doing the service also with joyfully. And our service is not going to be accepted by Krishna also nicely if we don't have that conviction. If we have that conviction, thinking ourselves that Krishna is going to protect me one day, then only Krishna will protect us. Draupadi, we can see in the Swayambar, King Dhritarashtra's, you know, council was sitting and they pulled her hair, pulling her saris. And she was trying to protect herself. Trying to protect herself. She used her strength. But the strength was not enough before Dushasan. What a big, powerful man, and she is a lady only. And that was not enough. So, finally, she has no other choice. Crying out for Krishna, and Krishna, here Krishna immediately appears and giving the saris. Somebody asked Krishna, why didn't you come beforehand? You could have come beforehand and saved Draupadi. Krishna says, when did you call me before? You never called me before. You called me, I was there. So it doesn't take that long the Lord to come to help us. It didn't take that long. He's always there, but we haven't developed that test to calling him like a child calling the mother. The mother is always compassion to the child, but as soon as the child calls the mother, crying out for the mother, please feed me, I'm hungry, the mother is ready to, you know, help. Otherwise the mother doesn't know. Although the mother sometimes knows, similarly, the Lord knows everything. Maybe the mother doesn't know, but the Lord is within your heart. He is understanding everything. The Atma and Paramatma always resides in the heart. In the Shweta Sutra Upanishad, it says that Samana Vrikshe Puruso Nimagna Nisaya Sochati Muhyaman Yadi Dishtam Anyam Isam Asya Mahimanam Iti Vita Sokha. In the Upanishad, it says, that the Lord, as Paramatma, is residing within the heart of all the living beings. As Paramatma, he resides there, and there is also the Atma resides there. Samana Vrikshe Puruso Nimagna Nisa Sochati Namuhyamanam. There is two birds living in a tree. So the body is given as an example of a tree, and there is two birds from Shweta Shweta Rupanishada I'm talking about. And one bird, he's eating different kind of fruits from the tree and getting the karma of the fruitive activities. And another bird is just a spectator. He's just a witness, sitting there and watching the other bird. And in the Upanishad it says that, but if the bird who is eating the fruits somehow or other, looking at the bird who is sitting there, the Paramatma, and asking a little bit help, I need your help, I'm suffering by eating these fruits, can you please help? That's all you need to say. And immediately, Mahimanam iti bita sokaha, the painful suffering and, you know, your sadness, everything will be just vanished in a second. So that's the characteristics of... Anyway, so we'll come back to the song again. So this is the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. My dear brother, I request that you just worship Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda with firm conviction and faith. If one wants to be Krishna conscious, by this process, one has to give up his engagement in sense gratification. One simply has to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Hare without any motive. Without any motive. So the Hare Krishna mantra has to be chanted without any motive. Otherwise, you will get whatever you are asking for, but you need Krishna beside you. And that's why, you know, if you want Krishna, then don't have any motive. Just have Krishna in your mind. My dear brother, just try to examine this. Within the three worlds, there is no one like Lord Chaitanya or Lord Nityananda. Their merciful qualities are so great that upon hearing them, even birds and beasts cry and stone melts. We know the pastime of Jharkhand forest. The Lord was passing by and the beasts, the animals, they started singing the Hare Krishna Mahamantra along with the Lord. The tigers, the elephant, those are the wild animals. We can't go close to them, and they were dancing with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that's what the qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And what we are talking about, the stone even get melts by hearing the Supreme Personality of Godhead's pastime. If the stone melts, and our heart should melt also. So indirectly, Lochandas Thakur is saying that our heart should melt by hearing the pastime of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Our heart should not be stone anymore. It should be a soft heart can receive the pastime of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Lochandas regrets that I am entrapped by sense gratification. Since I have no attraction for the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, then Yamaraj, the superintendent of death, is punishing me by not allowing me to be attracted by this movement. So Lochandas Thakur, this is a great Vaishnava. He has so many wonderful qualities, and he is saying that he doesn't have the attraction for the holy name. That's why he is being punished. So it is our situation that we don't have the attraction for the holy name, and we are getting punished again and again. So this is the bhajan. We are punished every time, every day, every moment by not thinking of Krishna. And yet we forget and thinking that I am the karta. I am the creator. I am creating. I am doing. I am the doer. Karta ahamiti manyate. Ahankar bimudatma karta ahamiti manyate. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, I am the doer. I do this, I do that. What we did? In the material world, everything is totally dependent on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The jivas, the whole creation, all they are dependent on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We can say, we got up, we came to the Mangalarti, I did this, you know, I have to take the, you know, a credit that I came to the Mangalarti or I came to the Guru Puja. But really we don't have that strength. We pray that before day before night we are saying, I'm going to the Mangalarti and the Lord is fulfilling our desire. Otherwise, what kind of strength we have? Sometimes we are not so much interested to go to the Mangalarti and, you know, the time comes, we get up and he says, no, I will sleep 5 more minutes. And the 5 minutes never comes and we don't come to the Mangalarti. So what kind of strength we have? The jivas, the living beings, they are totally dependent. Either they are going to be dependent on the Supreme Personality of Godhead or they will be dependent on the Maya or the illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Either way, they will be dependent. Either you will sleep or come. If you are coming, then you are, you know, Krishna is calling you. Please come, come. And you are sleeping, then Maya is saying that, no, you don't have to go sleep. So there is a lot of things. So it is very hard to, you know, in this material world, to be Krishna consciousness. Also, it is very hard, but somehow we have to fix our mind with great conviction that Krishna is going to protect us. He is our savior and he is going to protect me one day. Avasya rakhive Krishna viswasa palana. The viswasa, the faith has to be there. If we don't have the faith, how Krishna will come and protect us? Similarly, we gave the example of Draupadi. So we'll go read the slokas without any delay. It's starting from 43 and we'll go all the way to 63. If you get the better verse, maybe you can put the 63 sloka. Get the Wi-Fi, then come back. Madhya Lila, chapter 3, and text 63. So, Nityananda Prabhu brought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are coming back again to the first time to Advaita Acharya's house. And Advaita Acharya, on the way, they are talking actually, they are coming on the way. And then the preparations, whatever it is made to offer Krishna, the bhoga, so that's what the, you know, talk. So it's really, really important for our pujaris, those are worshipping the deities at home, and the deity worship process. All the pastimes, it's all about deity worship, as well as how, you know, they are, you know, making the preparation for the Lord. So that's all we are discussing here. Of the three divisions, one was arranged on a metal plate, and the other two were arranged on plantain leaves. These leaves were not bifurcated and they were taken from a banana tree that held at least 32 bunches of bananas. The two plates were filled very nicely with the kinds of food described below. So we'll go what kind of food. There is a lot of preparation. And before that, Advaita Acharya is telling Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please come to my house. I have very little rice cooked for you. I'm just, giving a hint so that, just giving a background. And I have a little bit the vegetables I prepared for you. You know, they are very simple. So please come and, have some prasadam at my house. You, my dear Lord, you haven't eaten for the last 3 days. Please come to my house and accept the bhojan. So this is at Advaita Acharya's house. The prasadam, the bhoga is being prepared. And there was a metal plate offered to Krishna and two other plates that was from the plantain or banana tree. And those banana tree, at least they are producing 32 bunches of banana. You have seen sometime banana trees, they produce only 10, 15 of bunches. So they are not so strong and they are not also auspicious according to Shastra. So at least those are producing 32 bunches, then it is called very, good and strong and auspicious also. So that was the... Oh, I don't have internet here now. Madhya pita grita sikta sali aner stupa chari dike vyanjana dronga aramutka supa. The cooked rice was a stack of very fine grains nicely cooked, and in the middle was yellow clarified butter from the milk of cows. Surrounding the stack of rice were pots made of the skins of banana trees, and in these pots were varieties of vegetables and moong dal. Sadraka vastuka saka vividha prakara potola kusmanda badi mana kachuara. Among the cooked vegetables were potals. Have anyone know potals? We called parval here, isn't it? We made just now, last Thursday, we made a feast with parval. So that was a vegetable, potal. Squash, manakachu. Maybe Mother Sachi would know what is that. Yes. And a salad made with pieces of ginger and various types of spinach. Chai maricha sukta diya sabha falamule amrita nindaka pancha vidha tikta jhale. There was sukta, bitter melon, mixed with all kinds of vegetables. Defying the test of nectar, there was 5 types of bitter and pungent suktas. So there was not only one type of sukta, there was 5 type of suktas. So that was the way it is offering to the Lord. Sukta means it's a bitter. We have sometime Prabhupada's appearance or disappearance day, we have that vegetable sometime we make here. And Karela is the main ingredient. Along with green banana, there is so many, at least 8-9 varieties of vegetables we use. So at Advaita Acharya's house, there is 5 types of suktas, not 1 type of suktas. Komala nimba patra saha bhaja bharataki potala pulabadi bhaja kusmanda manachaki. And then there was what? Another bitter item. And what was that? Komala nimba patra. So the soft neem leaves. Have you ever had the neem baigan in Bengal? So this is who had? You had. Yes. It's a bit bitter, but it's really good. It kills all the worms in the body. All the, bad things, they die if you have that. And that prasadam is first taken in empty stomach before you are going to your main course. This is the starter, you can say. So there was neem leaves and it was fried with, not deep fried, fried with the eggplant, and shallow fried, and it was served to Krishna at Advaita Acharya's house. Among the various vegetables were newly grown leaves of nimba, trees fried with eggplant. The fruit known as potala was fried with phula body. You know phula body? The small type of body is called phula body. Am I correct? Yes. They are very nice. Sachimata, I have to sometime refer to Sachimata because she is the Bengali here, she knows. So that's why I ask her. Niskinchan Prabhu is here also. So phula body is the smallest body. There is different type of bodies. Body, sometime we cook here on the festival days. And the body is made of, there is a dal called urad dal. Yeah, different type. There is a big size, there is small, but the phula is the smallest one. Very tiny, tiny they are. But quite tasty once it is fried and put on the sabji. We sometimes use here for our feasts. So, phula body and a kind of dal preparation first mashed and then dried in the sun. There was also a preparation known as kuspanda manchaki. Narikela sasya chana sarkara madhura mocha ghanta dugdha kuspanda sakala prachura. The preparation made with coconut pulp mixed with curd and rock candy was very sweet. There was a curry made of banana flour and squash boiled in milk, all in great quantity. Madhuramla bada amladi pancha chayo sakala vyanjana kaila loke yata haya. There were small cakes in sweet and sour sauce and five or six kinds of sour preparations. All the vegetables were so made that everyone present could take prasadam. Mudga bada, kala bada, masa bada, mishta. Chris, shira puli, narikela, yata, pitha, ishta. There were soft cakes made with mung dal, soft cakes made with ripe bananas, and soft cakes made with urad dal. There were various kinds of sweetmeats, condensed milk mixed with rice cake, a coconut preparation, and every kind of cake desirable. Batisa atia kalara donga bada bada chale hale nai donga ati bada dada. So that now Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is writing, okay, the plate already they have given the different kind of food they have prepared. Now there are different kind of donga. Donga means a kind of cup, ball made out of leaves. So they were the leaves, and then they are making the, you know, big size leaves, and they are putting different type of byanjan means the different type of vegetables and, you know, preparations. All the vegetables were served in pots made of banana leaves taken from tree producing at least 32 bunches of banana. These pots were very strong and big and did not tilt or totter. So the donga, Maybe someone go to India, they will have some time. If you are having breakfast, they will make a donga. And they will put idli, sambar, everything, and nothing is going to come out. Nowadays, there is clay cups they are making, pressed in the machine, but before they used to be, they have to, you know, put the small sticks, knead that, so that it is so watertight, it will not come out anything. Have you have any experience on those things? Yes, they are called donga in Bengali language. Panchaso panchaso donga vyanjana purina tino bhoger ase pase rakhaila dhariya. So there was panchaso means 50 of the dongas, means the cup, the balls. They were kept different preparations all around there. Three eating places were 100 pots filled with various kinds of vegetables. So Advaita Acharya was saying, I have only little bit sabji, please come and, you know, and little rice. But you can see how many preparations. So here, this is for our pujaris, they have to know. I mean, they know already, but, you know, how many preparations we make for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sagrita payasa nava mrita kundika bhariya tina pate ghanabrita dugdha rakhite dhariya. Along with the various vegetables was sweet rice mixed with ghee. Have anyone taken sweet rice mixed with ghee? It's the amazing taste. You should try. If you only go to Bengal and Orissa, you will get them, I think. There is a nice ghee chunk at the end of the sweet rice, along with some cashew nut, something. You know, it's the, you know, that's the end of the sweet rice. And it's, the taste is amazing. Misraji, maybe you must have known. Here, the sweet rice, we boil with the milk and put the sugar, and we think that it is done, but it is not done fully. So that the best taste comes with the ghee, but we don't do that here. Sorry? It should be hot. It should be hot. Otherwise, the taste of the ghee, you are not going to get. It's a fresh preparation. It has to be hot, otherwise ghee will be set and you are not going to get the taste of the ghee. Along with the various vegetables was sweet rice mixed with ghee. This was kept in new earthen pots. Earthen pots filled with highly condensed milk were placed in three places.
Dugdha-chida-kalaj-ar-dugdha-lak-laki yateka-karila-taha-kahita-nasaki.
Besides the other preparations, there were chipped rice made with milk and mixed with bananas, and also white squash boiled with milk. Indeed, it is not possible to describe all the preparations that were made. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, after explaining everything, is saying that it's not easy to explain how many preparations were there. So it was, that means the preparations were not 100, maybe more than 200 or something. So that's why he is not able to explain how many preparations were there.
Dui pase dharaila saba mrita kundika bhari champakala dadhi sandesa kahita napari.
In two places there were earthen pots filled with another preparation made with yogurt, sandesh, sweet meat, so that's the yogurt sandesh, and banana. I am unable to describe it all.
Anabhyanjana upari dila tulasi manjari tina jala patre subhasita jala bhari.
Upon the stack of boiled rice and all the vegetables were flowers of the tulasi tree. There were also pots filled with scented water. So this is the process of offering the prasadam. Before we offer the tulasi leaves or manjari. So that way the Lord accepts the preparation or the bhoga.
Tina subar pita tar upari basana. Tina subra pita tar upari basana. Eirupe sakhyat Krishna karaila bhojana.
There were three sitting places where soft cloths were placed. Thus Lord Krishna was offered all the food and the Lord took it very pleasantly. Sorry, the internet, I'm just getting, okay.
Aratira kale dui prabhu bolaila, prabhu sange sabasi arati dekhila.
So after the bhoga offering, what happens? We offer the arati. That's the standard procedure everywhere. We offer the bhoga in the morning, we had a small arati. In the midday, we have the full arati, and evening also full arati. So this is, and morning also, Mangal arati, we offer the bhoga, the bal bhoga, or the sweets. Then we have the arati. So this is the standard practice of our Vaishnavas. It is the system after offering food to perform bhoga arati. Advaita Prabhu asked the two brothers, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, to come see the arati. The two lords and all other present went to see the arati ceremony.
Please bear with me because the internet doesn't work. Arati kariya Krishna karaila sayana acharya asi prabhure tabe kaila nivedana.
After arati was performed for the deities in the temple, Lord Krishna was made to lie down to rest. Advaita acharya then come out to submit something to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
I have to take the book since it's not working.
You have the book. 60, chapter 360.
Grihera bahire prabhu karuna gamana dui bhai aila tabe karite bhojana.
Sri Advaita Prabhu said, my dear lords, kindly enter this room. The two brothers Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu then come forward to take the prasadam.
61. Mukunda Haridasa Dui Prabhu Bolaila Yada Jodohate Dui Jana Kahite Lagila.
When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu went to accept the prasadam,
They both called Mukunda and Haridas to come with them. However, Mukunda and Haridas both, with folded hands, spoke as follows. Mukunda kohe moro kichu kritya nahi sare pache mui prasad paamu tumi jaha ghare. When Mukunda was called for, he submitted, "My dear sir, I have something to do that is not yet finished. Later I shall accept the prasad. So you two prabhus should now please enter the room." So that was the sloka. Then we'll chant the 63. I don't think we'll have time for reciting all together. So I will just read, then I will go to the purport after that. Haridasa kohe mui papista adhama bahire eka musti pache karimu bhojana. Haridas Thakur said, "I am the most sinful and lowest among men. Later I shall eat one palmful of prasad while waiting outside." So the purport is, although the Hindus and Muslims lived together in a very friendly manner, still there were distinction between them. The Mohammedans were considered Yavanas or low-born, and whenever a Mohammedan was invited, he would be fed outside of the house. Although personally called by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu to take prasad with them, still, out of great humility, Haridas Thakur submitted, "I shall take the prasad outside the house." Although Haridas Thakur was an exalted Vaishnava, accepted by Advaita Acharya Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, nonetheless, in order not to disturb social tranquility, he humbly kept himself in the position of a Mohammedan, outside the jurisdiction of the Hindu community. Therefore, he proposed to take prasad outside the house. Although he was in an exalted position and equal to other great Vaishnavas, he considered himself papista, a most sinful man, and adhama, the lowest among men. Although a Vaishnava may be very much advanced spiritually, he keeps himself extremely humble and submissive. So this is the beautiful purport by Srila Prabhupada, and how a Vaishnava should behave and act in their daily life. It is explained here from Srila Haridas Thakur's example. Srila Haridas Thakur was not an ordinary Vaishnava. We all know that how many holy names he used to chant. The daily routine of Srila Haridas Thakur is 300,000 of holy names to chant before even accepting water. Forget about eating. So, 300,000 of holy names means how long a person has to chant, we can understand. He was chanting that holy name. And not only that, when Haridas Thakur was residing in Jagannath Puri, he was never visited the Puri temple. He was considered himself, "I am such a lowest human, I should not supposed to go see the deities." And he would go, even he would consider himself, "If my shadow is falling on someone, they will be contaminated." And he wouldn't come even close to the city. He will go to the sea beach, take bath in the ocean, and then come back to his bhajan kutir, and he will chant his holy name there. The only thing what was happening, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come to him and give him darshan every day. That's the difference between the Lord. He doesn't have to go to see any Lord.
the Lord is coming to give him darshan. He had that much power. And yet, he was thinking that I'm a papista and adhama. And I'm the most sinful person. And I'm the lowest in the human being. So that's the humility he was showing to us. Remembering a sloka from Sri Vritrasura in the battlefield between Indra and the demigods and the demons. There was a big fight between the demigods and the demons. And the demons are defeated. They run away for their lives. And the demigods, they were so angry because in the past they were, taken, their Swargaloka was taken away by the demons. So that's why they were so angry. As the demons were running away for their saving their life, the demigods were attacking from their back. It's not recommended for any Kshatriya to do such kind of things, but the demigods, they were doing. And in that kind of situation, Vritrasura was alone fighting with Indra and all the demigods. He was a great hero, and his past life was a great devotee, and he is remembering everything. And, one of his hand was already severed by Indra's thunderbolt. Blood was flowing and still asking Indra to fight, and Indra is scared here, and he's thinking that, what I'll do. He hit the tridents and, the Vajra, the thunderbolt has fallen from my hand, and, my elephant, Airavat, was, also affected. And now I don't feel that I don't have the, courage to fight with Indra. And then Vritrasura was requesting, no. At one point you are winning. Look, my hand is chopped, severed, and I don't have any more strength. You can get up and fight with me. And he was begging, let's fight. And then giving so many wonderful advice to Indra. Because he is a great devotee, that's why he is speaking. I don't think we'll have time for doing this all, but just giving you a little bit summary that he is praying to Krishna that, that how quickly I will be, a servant of your devotees. So this is a sloka. Aham hare tab pade kamula dasanudaso bhavatasmi bhuyah mama smareta suguna suputer gunyante grinita bakkarma karo tukayah. O my Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, will I again be able to be a servant of your eternal servants who finds shelter only at your lotus feet, O Lord of my life? May I again become their servants so that my mind may always think of your transcendental attributes. My words always glorify those attributes, and my body always engaged in the loving service of your Lordship. So this is the a thought for all the devotees, actually. Vritrasura was serving the Lord directly. He was a Vidyadhar at one point. King Chitraketu became a Vidyadhar by worshipping Lord Sankarsan. So here he is again praying to the Lord that can I be again attaining that position, worshipping the devotees, those are thinking that thinking that your lotus feet is the only shelter. I can serve them. He's not talking that I can serve you directly, saying that I can serve the devotees, those are thinking that your lotus feet is the only shelter in this universe. We'll finish with the last. Prabhupada wrote a small purport on this. This verse gives the sum and substance of devotional life. One must first become a servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord, dasanudasa.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised, and he also showed by his own example, that a living entity should always desire to be a servant of the servants of the servant of Krishna, the maintainer of gopis, gopi bhartur padakamalayor dasa dasa anudasa. This means that one must accept a spiritual master who comes in the disciple succession and is a servant of the Lord. Under his direction, one must then engage one's the three properties, namely his body, mind and words. This body should be engaged in physical activities under the order of the master. The mind should think of Krishna incessantly, and one's words should be engaged in preaching the glories of the Lord. If one is thus engaged in the loving service of Krishna, one's life is successful. So this is the purport. I wish I could have speak more, but we don't have so much time. There was a lot I was thinking can speak, but we'll stop here. If there is any question and comments, it would be nice. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki.